All right, well, looks like it's the two of us.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. We had a little something different planned, but shit happens, life happens, and the planned session that we had, we will definitely revisit it. But in the time being, you get me and Mr. Tom, the head hunter Higgins. We're just going to kind of riff. There's been a lot of crazy shit going on in the world, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Even if we didn't have a set topic or whatever, anyone who is following what's going on in the world right now knows 2024 is off to a hilarious psyop or crazy revelation of the method start.
Yeah, just fucking nuts, dude. I mean, everything from Cat Williams. Have you seen what, like, he's exposing and busting out all these comedians and Steve Harvey and Kevin Hart? And he's talking about all the deep state and all the bullshit that goes on in Hollywood. And then, we had the fucking, the aliens in Miami and the mall. And then we had the tunnels. I mean, what a crazy start to the new year, dude. But, before we get into all that good shit, let's get some housekeeping notes out the way, right?
Yeah.
You should definitely follow us on all the social medias, X, Instagram, Facebook, Conspiracy and Chill. Just search it, follow us, like it, subscribe, do all that good stuff. If you guys have any questions, or maybe you guys have an idea for a topic, or you want to be a guest, shoot us an email, conspiracyandchill@yahoo.com. We will absolutely take a look at it.
I understand we have some diverse viewers from all over the world, kind of.
We absolutely do. And those viewers, if they do like what we're putting out there, if they want to help out, they can go to our Patreon and become one of the very first Conspiracy and Chill Syndicate members. We only have one tier up there right now, but that's going to change. We're going to really start focusing and working on that and making that more robust for all of our fans to get some behind-the-scenes content and some out-of-the-box content. You know, Tom, being a world champion catch wrestler, there's some interesting things we want to do with that, too. But yeah, you mentioned we do have a very diverse group of listeners/fans early on in the Conspiracy and Chill.
Thankful for that.
Yeah, very thankful, man. Yeah, let's shout some of them out. We don't know any of you beautiful people by name, but we do know where you reside. It's crazy, Tom. We got people downloading the podcast from Australia, the UK, South Africa, Spain, Canada, Washington State, Perth, Long Beach, Chicago, Aurora, Johannesburg, South Africa, Brisbane, Australia, Barcelona, Georgia, Ohio, North and South, Ayrshire, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. I mean, just all over the world, man. And for us being so new, I think we're off to a really good start. You know, I used to have a podcast in 2016 and 17, the Reality Roundhouse. That was a conspiracy theme podcast, and you know, it did okay, but podcasting is in a totally different space than it was then. I really, really like what you and I are doing here, dude.
Definitely. And I would say the market for this type of information has grown tremendously, too. Shout out to all of our listeners all over. And definitely feel free to reach out to us with any comments or, you know, just say what's up so we can get to know some of you guys more by names. The syndicate grows.
So, like Tom said, get a hold of us, whether it is on social media, which is Two Truth Seekers, or if you want to go to, Facebook, it's just Conspiracy and Chill. That might be a good place to start a little community. And of course, you know, email us, like I said, do all those good things. Patreon would be a great place for our real dedicated syndicate members. Yeah, dude, we love all of you guys. We thank all of you guys, and fucking up and away from here, you know?
Definitely. If there's something you want us to talk about, you want to come talk to us, literally anything. Like Mike said, we want a little community to build. So let's go. Let's hear from you guys.
If this is the first time you guys are listening to us, we welcome you here. Just a rundown of who we are. I am Mike Strauss, Mike the Photo Guy. I am a former mixed martial arts journalist. I used to cover, you know, UFC Bellator for just about 6 years. Kind of do it from the fringe right now. I don't do it professionally. That's not where I make my money anymore now. I am a digital media specialist. So I really am focusing on more of the video and obviously Mike the Photo Guy, my photography career. Yeah, that's kind of a little bit about my background. You know, used to be a heroin addict for almost 15 years, 2 months shy of 15 years, been clean for a decade next month. So that is a huge, huge passion of mine too. I do not believe addiction is a disease. That is a topic we're going to explore in depth very soon with the one and only Dr. Stanton Peel. But we'll get into that all later. Who the fuck are you, Tom?
Well, I have some weird ideas I like to talk about. It's fucking, we have the crossover in the martial arts world as well. He's a former MMA journalist and content guy, but I'm dragging him back into it with my promotion, Wrestling Wars, that I run. I run a wrestling league that's also kind of just gotten its start in the not even a year old right now, and that's growing tremendously too, along with this podcast. So follow Wrestling Wars if you guys are interested in martial arts. And we run matches of different historical wrestling styles. Catch wrestling is the one that I won a world championship in the last year. Collar and elbow wrestling is an extinct Irish wrestling style that I've been working on reviving. So martial arts, wrestling, huge part of my life. I'm a coach, competitor. That's what I mainly do. And then the conspiracy and crazy fucking topics, love talking, love deep diving, love speculating. So I have talked with Mike way back in the day about reptilians and whatnot, like on his Reality Roundhouse show, and that was always a blast. So yeah, you guys will get to know us a little more as you keep the listening.
If you're consuming this content daily like you and I are, and you don't have an outlet for it, you can get into a dark place, you know?
Definitely. And I'm sure anyone who's listening who's far down these thought lines, no, most people don't want to hear it. Most people will shut you down, dismiss you, make you think you're crazy or stuff like that. And it's hard to turn this off. Like, I talk to you the same way I'll talk to my family or some of my friends who have no idea what I'm even talking about, haven't even begun to deep dive. And they're like, oh my God, this guy's full on schizo. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's very refreshing to be able to talk to people who get it.
Like you said, man, it's so difficult because just like you, when I'm talking to someone who is less knowledgeable or totally naive to this stuff, it's like you have so much information that you're trying to share. You can't just bring up one piece of information because that piece ties to another piece. So then you got to go into that. But then that, you can't understand that piece of information unless you explain another piece of information. So before you know it, you've fragmented like 9 different conspiracies. And like you said, they think you're a fucking whack job. But it's like, hey, if 90% of what I'm telling you will eventually come true, who is the whack job?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And kind of regarding like current events and stuff too, the idea that things are being, you know, disclosed to us on purpose. I mean, I don't subscribe to this belief, and I don't think you do either, but I know a lot of truthers, if you will, or people within this community kind of believe that like Trump is going to be some sort of like savior figure, or that there's like inside, there's like good people on our side within America, or have tried to infiltrate the deep state, if you will, and expose the cabal, or you know, like, I mean, it's a good idea. It's a good thought that, you know, there are normal people like us and like, you know, honorable and good hearted people who are against evil and trying to do something about it within government, I'm sure. But like the fucking train of thought that I have always operated under is it's like under complete, you know, evil and corrupt control. And there's no way somebody who is trying to fight for the greater good of humanity would be allowed to reach these higher levels of power and control. But I don't know how it goes in the deep state. I don't know exactly how the workings of, and I think it would be inaccurate to say every leader ever of all time that tried to run for office or, you know, reach some sort of power or influence was completely controlled. I don't know. I can't say one way or the other, but to get back to things being layered on top of layered, like if you were to wake up somebody who's, you know, let's say normie, for lack of a better term, like they don't, there's not much distrust of anything. They might, maybe the limit of their thing is, oh yeah, they, maybe 9/11 was fake, or maybe COVID and what that was kind of blown out of proportion. That's like the extent of their, you know, skepticism for the official narrative. Imagine you hit them with everything combined into the global conspiracy. That would be absolutely brain breaking. They would be put in a padded room, like you and me and people who've been deep diving for a long time. It comes gradually, and like through questioning things and reaching your own conclusions and like just getting into all the different layers of it, it takes fucking years. And it would just be too much to drop on somebody at once. And you almost wonder, like I said, is there a effort to kind of show these things with how much has been popping out lately, like the fucking underground human trafficking tunnels, the aliens, like everything just being put on blast. Like, I know we've discussed, and we will discuss plenty, the nature of fake disclosure, or if they want us to believe in aliens now, or are they just trying to reveal what they are doing to us through predictive programming. And like, it's almost like they abide by some sort of like karma law that they have to tell us what they're doing, whether it's, you know, through media or symbolism or jokes and stuff. And yeah, I don't know, kind of hard to say.
I'm right there with you, dude. I'm right there. Before we get too far into this crazy conversation, two more quick pieces of information. If you do want to help support the show, you like what we're putting out there, but you don't have any money, you're broke like Tom and I, you could always just give us a 5-star review, whatever platform you're listening to. That shit really helps. So you can do that. That doesn't cost you anything. Also, Tom and I are doing this remote, so if the audio isn't up to the standards of our first several episodes, it's because it's negative 30 degrees right now in Chicago, so that kind of put a little damper in some of our plans, but I think we sound just fine, so let's get into this shit, dude.
Where do you want to start? We are about 2 weeks into 2024, and no shortage of material for us here.
Well, you mentioned the tunnels, so let's just fucking start in those tunnels. I don't know too much about it. What I know is that they were found in Brooklyn. I guess the way that they were found is kind of crazy. I guess the police had responded to a call of a damaged wall and a disorderly group of people outside of a synagogue. And when they arrived, when the police arrived, I guess shit kicked off. This group of disorderly people were kind of getting physical with the police, and this group of people was upset because I guess they wanted to fill in this hole with concrete, and they were literally using their bodies as human shields. So that's kind of what I know. Dude, fucking hidden tunnels in a Jewish synagogue. You can't make this shit up.
Funny, because if you did say something like that or make something like that up, just about a week or two ago, you would have been labeled all sorts of things and probably
biggest anti-Semitic.
Yeah. And the angles that I've heard is that there was some city officials or something working on old plumbing or something, and they realized there was some tunnels that, you know, were illegally dug in the existing underground infrastructure, like leading to different places. People were complaining like that they could hear stuff under their like apartment houses and like bottom floor homes and stuff. And I have also heard that maybe the older leaders of the synagogue were calling the police on the younger members, that younger members of the synagogue dug the tunnel and they didn't like it or they didn't know about it. But to me, it seems like they were wanting to get those filled. Maybe like, it's like they're playing all sides here, that people who were possibly using these tunnels for illegal things, because let's be real, like, you're not making tunnels underground to do anything other than to hide suspicious activity. And then you see they're pulling out freaking bloody child mattress. There's like children's high chairs and stuff. Mm. And the whole like super Orthodox Jewish community is rampant with sexual child abuse accusations, just like the Catholic Church and the Vatican and stuff is. Like, it's just a fact that there's been a lot of accusations and a lot of, you know, mistrust of religious leaders from those communities. And so then this is not a good look at all. Mm-mm. But to me, them wanting to fill it up immediately is like covering a crime scene. It's like they're trying to play multiple sides here and be like, no, we need to get these filled. These tunnels aren't supposed to be here, so they could fill up any evidence or wrongdoing and then make that story kind of just go away. So that's pretty suspicious. But what's crazy here, dude, is this is just a personal story. It was the 22nd, because I kept making jokes. I was in the city. I don't go to the city often, but I was downtown. A friend of mine was playing a show at a venue with his band. The venue's called Subterranean, so I didn't really think anything of that, but it's just kind of telling when everything comes together. The venue is called Subterranean. Inside the venue, it has the black and white checkerboard floor, and like, I'm always tearing apart the masons and joking and, like I said, hitting my friends with all this stuff so they know that's just me being me. I'm like, oh, the checkerboard floor. And then there was like a little sculpture above the band that kind of looked like it was like two human bodies like in a contorted like shape, but it looked like they were forming like the Masonic square and compass. And I just kept joking about that. I was like, yo, this fucking Mason venue. Got a little creepier when my friend's band was like, they're like a zombie themed or like horror, like punk band. And they did a mock blood ritual as part of their set that they always do, which is just some goofy fun and stuff. But I was like, given the context, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm in the city. We got the Mason floorboard. We got all this. And now we got a blood ritual. But this was on the 22nd too. So then at midnight, it would be the 23rd, the winter solstice, which is obviously a big symbolic thing for a lot of pagan or witchcraft type of deals like that. There's another thing I was joking about a lot was, although I'm not really joking because there's something to it, a video I'd seen a long time ago that was breaking down like Michael Jordan, Illuminati, like his number being 23 and the bulls having to do with, you know, the ancient Babylonian and the bull god Baal, like also the winged bull god of the Assyrians and the Babylonians, like Red Bull, the Red Bulls, Chicago. They say Red Bull gives you wings. Air Jordan, Michael Jordan flying through the air, like the sacrifice of the bull god on the or the sacrifice of bulls to the bull gods on the solstice of the 23rd. So I kept joking about that, like, oh, the bulls, 23, it's about to be the 23rd solstice and we're in Chicago, like what's going on here? And as we're walking around, so I'm sure you're familiar and many of the listeners with mud flood buildings, like that there's buried architecture, that some buildings, like a lot of it is underground. And right outside the venue, as we're walking around Chicago afterwards, just like walking down the street and stuff, there was a building that looked like very old timey. And I could tell that the door was like partially underground still. Like it wasn't the full door. You could just, it just looked like one of those really big, like museum style, like column doors. And I was like, dude, part of this building's underground. And my friend who was with us that lived in the neighborhood at he used to live in that Chicago neighborhood. He was like, oh yeah, actually that building used to be a Walgreens and it has an underground vault bank in it that the government would like come and use. So that proved, like, I didn't even know that, but it proved right then and there. I said, yo, this building looks like it's partially underground. And then he confirms that there is an underground vault there. So there is underground infrastructure that was used by the government there. So get this too. We're walking around just bullshitting. And you know, there's those grates, like the little, like the city is raised and there's like these almost sewer grates that you walk over.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, one of the ones we walked over, I just decided to lift it. And it fucking lifted. It was open.
Wow.
You could just pull it out. And there was a ladder going down into this tunnel. And you know it's not just a straight sewer because they wouldn't have open air sewage, just shit water and stuff running along the street. So I'm like, okay, what is this shit? And I wanted to go down, but my friends didn't want to. I mean, I really didn't too because it would have just been filthy and I would have been covered in who knows what. But I really did want to go down there and see everything lining up too. And then that makes the subterranean venue even more suspicious. But get this, after this story came out, I decided to look up too, like, okay, let's just see from where I found that tunnel and where we were at those venues. There's the same type of synagogue as in Brooklyn, New York, the Shabbat headquarters synagogue, 0.2 blocks away from where that tunnel was. So I'm like, I wonder if that lines up with all this right here. We got this pre-existing tunnel, we got the venue called Subterranean, maybe like a nod to that, we got the other underground vault for the city right across the street, open tunnel, and then we also got the same type of very orthodox Shabbat synagogue right there. And I kind of wish I went down that tunnel, but it being on the solstice with all that crazy stuff lining up, who knows what I would have seen or if I would have even come back out. But
I don't know.
Just a crazy little anecdote for me, and it's a little unsettling, everything that goes together there.
Dude, that's very unsettling. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I would have wanted to with every fiber in my being to go down there, but...
Well, shit, I remember where it's at, so...
But
it's still open.
The second part to that, dude, is I don't know if I have the balls to, if I'm being honest. Like, I don't know, man. A couple of things you said, though. Every time you were saying the bull god, I kept thinking of Kid Rock. You remember his song? I'm the bull god.
Oh, man.
Or the bull god. Yeah, I am the bull god. That is me. Yeah, I just kept thinking that. And then one of the other things you said cracked me up. You probably heard me laugh when you were talking about it, when you said that people were hearing people under their floors. And I heard a story about this old man. And he was this old man that lived on the first floor of his, I guess, an apartment building. And he kept complaining for months that he said, I hear Jews under me. And everybody thought he was nuts. He wasn't. He was hearing Jews under him. I just think that's fucking hilarious. Can you imagine your 70-year-old, 75-year-old grandfather comes and he's like, "Help me, I hear Jews under me at night." And you're like, "Oh, fuck, grandpa's hitting sauce again, you know?" It's like, no, dude, there was Jews under him.
How to be diagnosed a literal schizophrenic anti-Semite, except he was actually telling the truth.
Right? Which makes me wonder, like, how many people that are diagnosed crazy, schizophrenic, any of those mental, quote-unquote, mental illnesses, how many of them are really crazy? Like, you know, I've wondered, too, like, with demonic possession, if that's real. I don't know if it's real, but let's just say it is real. What if people that kill people, like, what if they... Not all of them, but what if some murderers are possessed by these demons or spirits and they literally can't help themselves or control it? I'm not saying that makes it right. I'm just saying, like, what if? Like, we don't know. It makes me wonder, like, we label someone crazy today because they hear Jews under them. But in 6 months, they're totally exonerated because there was Jews under them. Could something similar be going on with schizophrenia or some other mental illnesses? Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, yeah. And actually, Paul Stobbs, who we just had on, something I didn't get into him. We didn't get to discuss when we had him on, but we got him booked for a future episode down the line of a couple months from now. So we'll definitely touch on it. But he had a guy on. I can't remember the gentleman's name. But that was the whole thing. I think his name is Jeff something, a Polish last name. But the dude was a psychologist in a prison. Mm. And he worked with, like, super crazy and schizophrenic inmates. And he said that there was a recurring theme that all the voices of these inmates started saying, like, the same types of things. And it was always, like, a negative recurring theme. And as he, like, got to know them more and, like, tried to, like, report this to his superiors and stuff, they'd be like, "Shut up. Like, no, you don't talk about that." And, yeah, like, just completely dismissive of it and, like, not wanting to hear that. And he basically started thinking that the schizophrenics were basically being possessed by demons, or, you know, they were host to multiple demons. And that's what the voices were, because as he would, you know, be dealing with these inmates and developing a relationship with them too, they'd be like, "The voices don't like what you're doing. Like, the voices are saying that, like, I belong to them. Like, you need to stop meddling around with what you're doing." And, like, there'd be, like, paranormal shit happening while he would be treating these inmates and stuff, and they would know things that they shouldn't know. And he eventually would start, like, reciting Bible verses to them because he was under the suspicion that they were demonic. And he said that the voices would react horribly. Like, they've just, I think he said, like, worms in a frying pan, that the alter egos, or the, like, you know, the so-called split personalities or whatever, the voices of these inmates would react horribly to certain Bible verses or, like, mentions of Jesus and stuff like that. So the idea that people who commit heinous acts being possessed, I'm with that 100%. I do believe that. And the whole idea of getting back to maybe, like, religious leaders or world leaders and whatever being connected to some human sacrifice or child trafficking type of stuff like that, it goes way back to these cults who did child sacrifice and stuff to their ancient deities or demons. Like, they were listening to the demons and they're in collusion with the demons. And anyone who's got an understanding of this knows that the fucking global elite have some extremely twisted, you know, occult practices where they're more than likely willingly invoking, you know, otherworldly spirits, aka demons. And that's what's kind of causing them to do this type of stuff. And if you go back to the whole, like, reptilian theory, people talking about, you know, the reptiles living underground, or, you know, the Nephilim, the, like, we just had the Hollow Earth guest to the inner earth conspiracies, or the subterranean, like, idea or mythos of reptiles or aliens or something living underground and manipulating, like, literally underground and, like, metaphorically, like, in the shadows, if you will, underground. There's that statue in New York of, like, a gator popping out of the sewer and grabbing a little kid with the kid's head is like a cash bag, dragging him under the sewer. Is that a literal nod to that? Like, it also might ruin some people's nostalgia because I thought they were pretty badass as well at a time. But is the Ninja Turtles the same fucking thing? It's fucking reptiles living in the sewers under Brooklyn that love to eat what? Pizza. And we know that dark whole Pizzagate thing. And, the code word of that, could mean, you know, children. And so that could spoil the Ninja Turtles for some people. But you also got the Mario movie, right? The Mario movie based in Brooklyn about reptilian interdimensional overlords in the sewers, underground, in the tunnels. Like, what is with this theme?
Yeah, dude. You know what's
and
crazy?
Now we got the actual tunnels in Brooklyn. Come on. What's that?
Yeah, and interdimensional shit. So it's like it's all coming to fruition. And what you just said, I think, is it kind of blew my mind a little bit. It's like I never put that together with the Ninja Turtles. Like, never. Never even thought about that. But yeah, it makes... I mean, it's what it is. You know, you didn't exaggerate anything. That's exactly what it is. And
reptiles living in the sewers who love to eat pizza.
Right. It's so... That's fucking weird, man. And, you know, like you said, everything is prophetic because now... You know, we're seeing all this kind of play out in different ways, you know, with the interdimensional aliens possibly being in the mall in Florida. You know, I don't know. There hasn't really been any good video. Supposedly the police kind of confiscated all the footage that was around there. For people who don't know what we're talking about, it was like, what, just a few days after the New Year, folks in a mall in Florida, yeah, I think it was in Miami, something happened. A lot of people are saying that like some kind of portal opened up and these 8-9 foot tall creatures came out. Some were described similarly to like large grays and some of them were described completely differently. So kind of depends on what witness testimony you're going with. But the law enforcement story is it was a couple of kids with sticks and fireworks, which, okay, but if anybody has seen the pictures and videos of the police response, I mean, there was probably over 100 cop cars. And you don't do that for a couple of kids with fireworks and sticks. I'm sorry. So something's going on there. I don't know too much about it, but I do know this. And this fucking made my blood run cold. So obviously, there's a lot of talk about Antarctica and secret bases under there. I mean, even Bob Frizzell, right, our first session, talked about the Draco reptilians and their secret underground base in Antarctica. And for as far back as I can remember, Antarctica has always been a fucking mysterious place, right? Well, I heard, I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. I heard someone talking about the coordinates for Miami, where the mall was. I don't remember them exactly. I can include them in the show notes, though, because I actually did this myself after I listened to this person. If you reverse them, guess where it takes you?
Antarctica.
The fucking middle of Antarctica. Now keep in mind, Tom, if you just throw up some random coordinates, you have over a 70% chance of landing in the ocean.
Right.
Okay. What are the chances of you reversing those coordinates and landing smack dab in the middle of Antarctica? I mean, maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe. I know the cult of conspiracy guys, they don't believe in coincidences at all. And most of the time, I don't either. That just kind of makes me scratch my head, dude. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that is nutty. When you shared that with me, I wasn't surprised. That's just another crazy thing that our community can dig up when you're just given breadcrumbs. And I feel like there could be something to that. Maybe that's... Yeah, it's funny to think that maybe the interdimensionals or whoever might have been behind making this happen possibly had an error and punched it in wrong, and oh shit, we manifested them here.
Mm-hmm.
There were some people talking about freaking it being almost a psyop on purpose too, that they wanted to see how well they could control the leak of information. If they did, like, let's say, I don't know, we got some Men in Black shit here going. All these police are not actually police. They're government agent, MIB, like, you know, super top secret guys posing as police, and they know that they're about to manifest beings or aliens or some blue beam thing. They're gonna do it in public, and they're gonna do it in the mall, and they're gonna see how well they can tame the hysteria and control the narrative, or, you know, influence people to believe whatever, like some sort of, you know, orchestrated event to see how information would spread, how it would be handled, how well they could keep the story, keep it under wraps. Maybe they did do that on purpose, or maybe it was an accident and that was just the response to it, and they you know, tried to cover it up as just, you know, teens fighting, or it was normal you know, police response, even though they supposedly shut down the airspace, shut off police scanners, and So who knows about that? But I believe it was the channel Old World Florida. It could be something else. It could be wrong. But I definitely want to get that guy on our show in the near future because he's got some interesting old world and like Tartaria, like old America stuff that he breaks down. It could have been someone else because I know a lot of people do touch on the topic. So if I'm mistaken and I'm citing someone else's work, I apologize. But I can't remember what I was listening to exactly. It started getting my thoughts snowballing off of some of the stuff they were saying, like that Florida obviously just has a crazy history in general. Like, I'm a big death metal fan, like always loved old school death metal, and it's notorious for being from Florida. And I used to kind of think, like, dude, why did like this fucking twisted, like dark, like definitely satanic and occult, like brutal fucking music come from Florida, sunny Florida, with Tampa specifically, like beach fucking nice old vacation spot, you know. It used to puzzle me, but like you go to Florida and you see all these invasive reptiles and animals, like literally any type of reptile that's like captive pet and can live in a tropical environment or was housed in a zoo or something, like they live there now. And they it's just like a free-for-all of reptiles going all over the place and just invading and thriving there. And you could only assume that the spirit world of Florida would look something like the outer world, like, you know, the inner and the outer of Florida being just as, you know, infested with reptilian beasts or fucking monsters and things that don't belong there. So that was just a little my thought. And they were saying like how Florida man is always like the, you know, the stereotype, and you hear something crazy, some headline that there's some nut doing something, and it's usually in Florida, like the Florida man stereotype. And he's saying that Florida just has a very strong and insane occult energy, and like if you can't fucking handle it, it's gonna drive you nuts. And that's why there's so much weird stuff there. There's obviously plenty of native tribes that live there. They've mixed with different like islander cultures that had their own versions of like voodoo or what have you. So the guy was even touching on like coral being like a massive conductor, because coral is made of like, I don't know, the
quartz, right?
Yeah, like crystals or the remnants of dead ancient sea creatures and their shells and stuff. And he's saying that that could basically be a conductor to, you know, connect whatever other worlds or things like that. Think too, Florida would not be too far off depending on where you would put Atlantis for survivors of Atlantis to land there, the Bermuda Triangle and other anomalous locations like that to do with Florida, or at least off the coast of Florida. So Florida is honestly an appropriate place for some crazy stuff to start manifesting is what I'm getting at. It's got a wild aura to it.
Yeah, Florida's a strange one. Definitely a strange one.
And touched on Florida being the penis of America. It's phallus shaped. And he's like, well, we know that obelisks and phallic symbolism is very important to the occultists and the ancients. So Florida, the dick of America.
Would that make like Georgia and Mississippi the balls?
Good question. We got some weird stuff going on over there too.
Definitely. But Florida takes the cake. You know what though? All this could just be a big smokescreen to divert us from the fucking Epstein client list, too. That's a possibility.
Well, yeah, and I wonder how much of that is PSYOP as well. Because contrived. It's almost like they kind of pretended to throw Epstein under the bus so that they could be like, ah, see, yeah, we got all those fucking, we got all the pedos. Like, Hollywood had a problem, you know, but like, we took care of it now. Like, don't worry about it. Meanwhile, everyone who's still involved in it is just up to the same old shit, and who knows, dude? Like, and they've been withholding that for so long, and the tunnels ain't a good look for that group of people either. So I'm hoping that there really is something to it, but everything that is fed to us like nonstop through the media, I have a mistrust for. So like, who knows what the Epstein thing is of its own PSYOP? But yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of stuff is being cast on us for a reason. Going back to the tunnels too, like, do they just want to break our brains basically, like the people who are awake to these type of things? Because it's been a bit fucking nuts, dude. Like, are they trying to drive us crazy? Are they trying to drive the truthers crazy, just make us look so much more like insane by almost making us look like we're right?
Yeah, even when we're wrong. They're exactly. Everybody should have a healthy mistrust of not just the government, but I think everybody should have a healthy mistrust in everybody. I don't mean like if your mother or your father or someone in your family, someone close to you that you care about tells you something, I'm not saying to just mistrust them. I'm just saying oftentimes people don't even realize the misinformation that they are spouting. And you can't hold them accountable, or you can't think any less of them as a person because they don't understand that they are being brainwashed. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. I did want to touch on a couple more things with you. I touched earlier about that Cat Williams interview. Did you hear any of that?
I've seen some memes and clips and stuff, but some of the stuff you were saying was my first time hearing it. I haven't really given it much thought.
So basically he went on the podcast Club Shay Shay, which is the former NFL player Shannon Sharp.
Uh-huh.
It's his podcast. And Cat Williams went on there. And boy, man, that first half hour, 45 minutes, he was just spitting fire. You know, people say he was attacking people, but he was just telling the truth about Hollywood and how, you know, how they make these young black male actors wear dresses to humiliate them. And he went super deep on it. And that's a whole, we could do a whole show on that. And he just blasted Kevin Hart and all these. He thinks he's a plant, by the way. He thinks Kevin Hart is a plant, not one that you have to water. It was a really crazy podcast. So definitely, man, if you have some time, like if you're working and you could, you know, multitask, that's what I tend to do with them. Definitely throw it on because there's some things in there. He talks about Harvey Weinstein, how Weinstein offered him a spot in a movie only if Kat would let Harvey suck his dick. I mean, he blasted, you know, Steve Harvey, told the truth about him. He even went after Rogan and you know, basically said the truth, like, hey, Rogan don't want me on his show. He's got six comedians that have never been funny that he promotes, you know. And, I mean, he just told it as it was, man. He made a lot of people unhappy, but I always was a fan of Cat Williams, and this made me even more of a fan, dude.
Well, we'll say you definitely haven't seen a lot of him in the mainstream over recent years. I know he's been jumped and potentially blackballed and shit a couple times. I feel like he's probably stepped out of line a little bit, and at this point he might just not give a fuck. Mm-mm. Who knows?
No, he doesn't give a fuck. He lets you know that several times throughout the podcast too. Yeah, check that out. Definitely, anybody, just go check that out. It's good shit. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about, have you seen the new big thing that's going around here on social media? It's a new lab-created disease. They're calling it Disease X. It comes out of China. It has a 100% fatality rate in humanized mice. Now, I don't know what humanized mice are, but it has a 100% fatality rate and by injecting it into their nervous system. The UN says brace for the arrival. They're saying it's probably going to be another global pandemic. And while all this is going on, underneath the mainstream, they're kind of trying to sneak this treaty through. It's called the Global Pandemic Treaty, which essentially is government code for New World Order, One World Government, centralized currency. We are all fucked.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all been part of the plan for who knows how long. That's been their goal. That's still their goal. The whole COVID corona thing was meant to, you know, pull that off and accelerate that. And they had a similar like meeting before COVID kicked off. Yeah. About what to do if some giant pandemic kicked off. And like, let's be real, dude, the whole thing was a psyop. They like when it was first kicking off, I was worried because I thought like, I knew it was some bullshit for sure. I didn't know if it was going to be a real disease though. Like it was well within my belief that, hey, they would release a disease that would kill like X amount of the population that they want to. So like, I was nervous at first because I was like, oh shit, like they could be depopulating us right now. But it would have been a little too obvious if you think about it, if people were dropping dead immediately from that, and it would have been a little more chaotic for them to handle. And then there's plenty of thoughts on like, what was the fucking shots actually for? Obviously, most people with our mindset were mistrusting of it and didn't get it and outright fucking speaking against it for multiple reasons, but with the died suddenly phenomenon and plenty of stuff from the vax too, like it would have been really obvious too if the shots started killing people right away. So the thoughts is like that combined with the original disease, if you will, and the reactions to the vaccine causing like all these strange illnesses that, like, past month or two, people had extremely long colds or flus or coughs that just wouldn't go away, and like mystery illnesses that wasn't showing up as COVID or the flu or whatever. And it's like they've made it a long game so that, like, the illness would evolve and affect people and, like, slowly kill people off along with the whatever the fucking agenda for the shots was over time, instead of all at once, just like little batches. And then they could blame it on another disease, or they need a new vaccine for another disease, and
or anything.
Keep progressing it. Yeah,
literally they are blaming it on anything except for the vaccine. I literally saw an article the other day, and it was how heating your home is leading to an increase in males having heart issues. Dude, it is beyond the point of grasping for fucking straws. They are blaming everything under the sun except for the obvious and real culprit. I don't understand the people that are still in the dark. I don't understand how they can still be there. I mean, these last couple months, there's been so much information, so many things. Dr. Peter McCullough speaking in front of different committees. He was vocal from day one. It was that's his vaccine. He's the one that invented that. So he knew right from jump. But I don't understand how people can still be in the dark. A big fat penis of reality has smacked them across the face, and they still are denying it. It blows my fucking mind, dude. I don't get it, dude. I don't understand. It hurts my brain.
I'm with you, but to be honest, as much as plenty of people did kind of wake up, I don't know if you ever had COVID, but I got it, and I felt stupid when I had it. Like, when I was actually, like, sick with it, I felt like my IQ was cut in half. I was trying to play video games because there was nothing else to do, you know, and I couldn't do that. Like, my cognition, like, my reaction time was just terrible. Like, they say, like, COVID brain or brain fog or whatever. So that was kind of scary about it, that it had a neurological effect to it. And I mean, it makes sense. Your body's fighting something off. It's using its resources for something else. But I never had a damn cold or the flu or something and felt like, holy shit, I'm stupid now.
Well, dude, it's because, like, you didn't get the vaccine.
And I'm to get to that, though, I'm wondering too, did the people who got the vaccine, did it affect their mind? Did it make them go deeper into a hole? Did it affect them neurologically? Did it, I don't know. Or are they just that much more afraid to face the dark reality, and that's why they cling to that? I don't know.
People are still getting the fucking booster, dude. Like, are you serious? Like, I don't...
Oh, man.
What is your fucking problem?
Not to give an unintentional plug to this fucking shit, but I don't know if you saw the commercial too. Dude, I have a video of me in tears laughing about it. The vaccine Spikevax. There's a new COVID vax, and there's a whole shitty fucking commercial. Like, I don't watch TV often, but it was like a few weeks ago or whatever. I was watching a game, watching football with my dad, and the Spikevax commercial came on, and I couldn't fucking believe it. It was the most dystopian and just, like, corny, stupid fucking thing ever. I just couldn't stop laughing, dude. I was in tears laughing for days about it. Like, who would believe, like, who would see that commercial and consider still getting a vaccine, or, like, be concerned at this point? And, like, holy shit. If you guys haven't seen it, YouTube the Spikevax commercial. It is the most dystopian thing I've ever seen.
Is that the one with Travis Kelce, or is, I think,
no, that one's pitiful as well, but this is like a, it's like got like a fucking jingle to it, and like,
I think I have seen it.
It's just really bad. Yeah, I'll send it to you if you haven't. But yeah, if anyone needs a good laugh and see how absurd things have gotten, Spikevax commercial.
You just mentioned him a little bit ago, Died Suddenly on X. Great follow. I highly recommend doing so if you haven't yet. Ironically enough, right here, I open X, and I see at the top of my feed, Died Suddenly, posted an hour ago. Here it is. Reports out of China are saying that a new disease X is emerging with 100% kill rate on the lab-tested mice. At the same time, China is assembling mobile crematoriums, and they have a picture of what they're calling mobile crematoriums. Now, if that's not fucking frightening...
Hell yeah, it is. And I mean, all of the original scares came out of China to begin with. Like, if you remember the videos of people fainting in the street and shit, that's when, like, before China. COVID here and popped up, and I was like, oh shit, dude, they really are going to kill us all. But, like, I didn't see any of that here. I didn't see anyone fucking dropping dead in the street and fainting. And so I guess we can take that with a grain of salt and see what comes of it. But yeah, they're definitely plotting something for us coming up with another disease.
Dude, I'm 43 years old, and I have never seen the world in a more chaotic place. It's you know, we just bombed Yemen again the other day. I there's so many different coups and so many different calamities going on in the world. I swear to God, dude, every day in my social media feed, I see a group of Palestinian protesters at some government building attempting to breach the building. Yesterday, it was the White House. I mean, this is going on all over the world, not to mention the Russia-Ukraine, the Jewish-Palestinian, all the issues we got here, racism, transgender, I mean, climate control. It's genuinely fucking scary.
It really is. It gets dark. It gets fucking dark, man, and it's probably by design and trying to put that you know, into the collective consciousness that it's bad, it's only getting worse. It is obviously extremely tumultuous times, but people waking up to that is always going to be a good thing. And I think in the end, we know how this goes down, and it's not going to go good for the evil, but that doesn't mean they're not going to try.
Who do you think is going to, well, I guess I was going to ask you, who do you think is going to win the presidency this year? But before we could even get to that question, who do you think is going to be running in each party? Did you see that Biden just released his first presidential campaign video?
No, I didn't.
Dude, it's fucking trash. He's basically doubling down on, we gotta save America from MAGA Republicans. It's like, dude, stop. At the same time, Trump released his first one. Dude, he's got like imagery of like football and race cars and fucking horses and cow, like everything American. It made me proud of being American, and I know it sounds cheesy as fuck, but it really did. So it looks like Trump might not even be able to run. So I don't know. Who do you think are going to be the people in the end that are going to be running for the presidency, or who we're going to be allowed to vote for?
Fucking A. I have no idea, brother. I am still not even, I've never even registered to vote in my life because I've always thought it was bullshit and it doesn't count. And to me and my worldview, like all politics, especially here in America, is fake. It's like WWE theater for us to make us seem like we have an illusion of choice. Mm-hmm. And so I honestly couldn't fucking speak on that because I don't follow it. I don't think it's going to make a difference. I think it's just going to be whoever they decide fits the narrative for them. Recently, we'll say like past couple months or whatever, I found out there was a party. There was a political party, a third party called the Anti-Masonic Party at a point in the United States. I can't remember if it was like 1800s. That sounds about right. Where a guy made a party, literally the political party he ran for was called the Anti-Masonic Party. And he was the only guy to ever run for that. And he was assassinated. I can't remember who he ran against. I'll have to dive a little deeper and we can talk about that in the future. But yeah, the man who tried to expose Masonry and say that both Republicans and Democrats were both, you know, working for the same occult organization behind the scenes, the Freemasons. And he didn't even make it to the office. I want to say Andrew Jackson's coming to mind, but I don't know if that's accurate. Like, could be, but whoever became the president probably had him killed, or whoever was behind that campaign had the man who formed the Anti-Masonic Party killed. You can see like flyers and stuff for it back then, but it's no surprise that that party was not allowed to exist. So maybe if there was a time where voting and whatever else was real and there was influence from the people, I would have been behind that party. I want to bring that party back. If there's any fucking sliver of politics that's still real, bring back the Anti-Masonic Party.
You just got to watch out for the assassination. And speaking of that, you got Robert Kennedy Jr., who, you know, I've been a fan of for a long time. Anybody who has listened to some of these episodes, particularly the first one you and I did together, would know that I am a felon. There's a common misconception that felons cannot vote. In some states, felons lose the right to vote while they're incarcerated. In some states, felons lose the right to vote while they're incarcerated and on parole or probation. In some states, felons never lose any rights to vote. And in, well, I think, one or maybe two states, felons do, in fact, lose the right to vote permanently. I believe Tennessee is the only one. We are in Illinois, and in Illinois, I do not lose my rights to vote. However, I, like you, have never voted. I just registered to vote for the first time 2 years ago, so this election would be the first time I am eligible to vote with an actual voter's registration card. That being said, I feel the exact same way that you do, that it's just there to give us the illusion that we have a say. I mean, it doesn't make any sense if 90% of the people want to go this way and the electoral college, you know, if whoever doesn't see fit, then they can go the other way. It's like, well, why do we have the vote then? You know? Exactly. So, yeah, no, I agree with you there. But the point I was getting at is this might be the first year that I vote, depending on how it plays out. So I'll keep you posted on that. But either way, you know, I don't think it makes a fuck bit of difference. But yeah. And the meeting that you were referring to shortly before the pandemic kicked off was Event 201.
Yep.
Yeah, where all those bigwigs got together and basically laid out what was going to happen line by line by line. But yeah, I guess we're bringing this motherfucker to a slow creep.
Yeah, I to comment on the Event 201, I think I just saw recently a gematria page, which is like, if you don't know what that is, that's like the numerology behind the Illuminati, if you will, or like how these occult organizations like to use numbers as like ways to, I guess, fix or hack the matrix or create like an algorithm within the real world, like number magic, numerology shit. It's deep. I don't know a lot about it, but I do like try to learn and follow pages and stuff that talk about it. And I think that they said, just as they started to announce the disease X thing, is 201 weeks after Event 201. I don't know if that adds up. I don't know how many fucking weeks are in a year, or if 52. I'm misquoting the information. Okay, so then maybe it is about that much. Mm-hmm. Then sounds about right. It's holy shit. So yeah, maybe there's some numerology plans for that. But I will say, like, a lot of the shit is just too much, dude. Like, we'll have to get a numerology guy on the show who can actually speak on it, because it just becomes mathematically, like, impossible to be coincidences when all these things fucking line up.
And I am no math magician, sir.
Man, I failed math. I was the worst math student ever. Like, mm-hmm. maybe that's why I've always had a hatred for math, and why I have a hatred for, you know, corruption of authority, is because both of those seem to go hand in hand, and my understanding of them has never been best, which is why I always keep digging at this shit. I fucking hate math.
Dude, I'm right there with you. I graduated high school. People don't believe me when I tell them this. I graduated high school in 1998. That's not the unbelievable part. The highest math that I achieved was pre-algebra. So, yeah. I was also in special ed classes, not because I was retarded, but because it was a behavioral. They grouped BD and LD kids together. When I was younger, my reading comprehension was not what it needed to be, so I only needed help in one area, but the education system is so fucking lazy that instead of working on my one area of weakness, they threw me into all classes that were slow. So I breezed through high school, but at the same time, they didn't do me no favors. That's an episode in itself, dude.
What's funny here is the class I literally always struggled with the most, and I would have to like study for the final so I didn't fail and have to retake it, was computers class. And you know damn well I'm still pretty technologically illiterate. So without this fucking guy here, listeners, this podcast would not be a thing. Mike handles all the nuts and bolts of the podcasting and the tech stuff. So definitely shout out to Mike, and your appreciation for even hearing this show goes to him, because I've always been poor with technology.
It's a 50-50 endeavor, dude. I appreciate the kind words, though. Everybody should go follow us on all the social medias. X, Instagram, Facebook, Patreon, all that stuff, right? Give us a 5-star review. You got anything else to add?
No, that's it for this one, another good one, just you and I.
Yeah.
Let us know if you guys like these freestyle, no topic ranting with just Mike and I.
Better fucking like it.
Be sure to let us know.
Boom.